the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's not often you see this, but we saw it earlier this week. In fact, we saw it yesterday, a House committee where this is unbelievable. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Democrat, was silenced by no less than Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This was on Fox, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., talks about the effort by fellow Democrats to silence him. Listen to this.
President Biden came to office. And by the way, President Trump had censored me too, not for any misinformation, but for what they called malinformation. That means information that, while true, is inconvenient to the White House and inconvenient to or clashes with official orthodoxies. President Biden came into office on January 21st, 2021. 2 days later, the White House ordered Instagram and Facebook to censor me, and my entire account was taken down 3 weeks later. Oh, and the censorship continues today. When I made my announcement speech on April 19th in Boston, YouTube took it down after 5 minutes. So I was not... I never mentioned vaccines. I never mentioned anything. I was talking about Paul Revere.
No, it's highly controversial, Paul Revere.
I don't know what part.
Riding down the street with a lantern without a license, apparently. Here's part of that exchange with you and Debbie Wasserman Schultz earlier today, if people missed it. Watch this.
I was describing an NIH-funded study.
No, you didn't cite any.
I was describing an NIH-funded study by Cleveland Clinic
reclaiming
scientists.
Reclaiming my time. You did not reference. Reclaiming my
published
time.
Published in USC Medical,
Chairman,
which
is
one
mine. The time is mine. I'm reclaiming it. Please ask the witness to stop talking.
You asked.
All right, she wouldn't let you do it, so I want to let you do it right here. This recording of a video from a dinner that you had with some journalists from the New York Post. In it, you talked about, I'm going to let you put it in your own words, because in the video, you say that you do say studies and reports indicate that there may have been some genetic direction for this virus if it was manipulated. Explain.
The studies don't say that it was suggested that it was deliberately manipulated, and I never suggested it was deliberately manipulated. In fact, I said the opposite. What the study said is that certain races were more affected by COVID than other races. And there was a long list of the races that were minimally affected and those that were maximally affected. So I was not saying that this was something that had been deliberately done. I was just describing the results of this study.
So do you believe that there is bioweapons work going on in China and in the United States that is trying to determine if these genetically cleaved, changed viruses, you know the terminology better than I do, could be used in that way as a bioweapon targeted towards certain populations?
There's been a long history of our nation and other countries trying to develop ethnic bioweapons. And today, because of the developments of synthetic biology, if CRISPR technology, genetic editing techniques that were never available to earlier scientists, those kind of weapons are much more likely to be developed. Along with a host of other weapons. And what I've said, and the point of that talk that I was giving, is that we used to have a bioweapons treaty. We signed it in 1973, and people were generally complying with it. In 2002, when we passed the Patriot Act, we revoked that treaty. And that has launched a bioweapons arms race. All of the major countries are putting major money into bioweapons, and one of the first things I'm going to do as president is to re-sign that treaty and to enforce it, to get, you know, to have provisions that make it transparent, that make it enforceable, and end that whole area of study. We don't need it. It does no good for the world, and it's very, very, very dangerous.
There you have it, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Fox, a Democrat on Fox, believe it or not. We're going to get you ready for Clay and Buck and for Bill O'Reilly. All that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Heading out of town right now toward the Northern Valley, 15 northbound before Speedway Boulevard. Watch for a road hazard being reported. Some debris in the travel lanes there. Northbound lanes of I-15 before Speedway Boulevard. As you're coming in from the Northwest Valley, Rancho off-ramp, leaving 95 southbound is being cleared of an accident. Got one on the surface streets in the southeast at Eastern and Pebble, also at the east side intersection of Sands Avenue and Howard Hughes Parkway. Looks good, though, on I-15 through the resort corridor right now, and no problems report on 95 or the 215 Beltway so far this morning. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Pacific Coast League Baseball Thursday. Sacramento beat Tacoma 8-5. Reno nipped Round Rock 2-1. Vegas split a doubleheader with Salt Lake, winning 11-1 and then losing 5-4. El Paso beat Oak City 12-6. Chargers rookies have already reported to training camp. Veterans are due in by this coming Tuesday. Rams vets and rookies report next Tuesday. Niners rookies are already in camp. Their vets are due to report next Tuesday. Raiders rookies reported yesterday. Their vets also arrive next Tuesday. The Reds beat the Giants 5-1 Thursday. Andrew Abbott and Derek Law combined on a two-hitter. The Giants are third in the National League West, tied with the Diamondbacks, both two games behind the Dodgers. Arizona had Thursday off, so did Los Angeles. The Angels were off as well. The Blue Jays shut out the Padres 4-0. The Astros beat Oakland 3-1. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If you're 55 or older and haven't fixed your missing or failing teeth because of cost or fear, or were told you're not a candidate for dental implants, you've been misinformed about your options. Call or text 702-24-DREAM today, and we'll send you a free guide that gives you the facts. No sales pitch, no pressure, just information to make an informed decision. That's 702-24-DREAM. Call or text today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us as we close out broadcast number one. Numero uno. I absolutely love this. The idea of being on in Morning Drive in Las Vegas. I just think that is so cool. Jim Jordan gets the last word today. He was stunned by Democrat efforts to silence Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You heard what happened. And he was on Fox last night. This is Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
I was the first person censored by, as the chairman pointed out, by the Biden administration 2 days after it came into office. This is a letter that many of you signed, many of my fellow Democrats. I've spent my life in this party. I've devoted my life to the values of this party. This 102 people signed this. This itself is evidence of the problem that this hearing was convened to address. This is an attempt to censor a censorship hearing.
I move that we move into executive session because Mr. Kennedy has repeatedly made despicable anti-Semitic and anti-Asian comments as recently as last week.
To say that I created a film that encourages blacks not to get adequate medical care is just completely abhorrent.
It's the witness's time. Do not censor the witness.
I'm not censoring the witness. He's still talking.
It's my time, and I've given it to the witness. Do not censor him.
I'm not censoring him.
If the views that you and others have applied to me, I've attributed to me, if they were actually true, I can see why I shouldn't be able to testify here today. Those are not true. These are defamations and malignancies that are used to censor me to prevent people from listening to the actual things that I'm saying.
Wow. As a reminder, we have an exclusive town hall with RFK Jr. next Tuesday night right here in New York City. Tickets are free. Just go to Hannity.com. Here with reaction, he is the chairman of the very important House Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government and the House Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan is with us. Congressman, great to have you. All right. It's a hearing on censorship, and Democrats tried to censor their fellow Democrat. Can you explain that, Congressman?
Right.
Can't make that
up. Well, nothing's new, Sean. They've been after this guy since, as he said, and I said in the opening statement, since the second day of the Biden administration. There's a tweet, or excuse me, an email that goes to Twitter from the White House that says, take down this tweet ASAP. And the tweet is from Robert F. Kennedy. And there is nothing in that tweet that is wrong. Everything is factually accurate. And yet they're trying. In fact, the subject line of the email says RFK misinformation. But it wasn't misinformation. It was accurate. And frankly, even if it was, the First Amendment protects that as well. So the Democrat Party has now become the party of censorship, the party that doesn't embrace the most important liberty we have, our right to talk, our right to speak, and to speak in a political fashion and not be harassed and targeted for doing so. But they did it to, of all people, the most famous name in Democrat politics for the last, three quarters of a century is the Kennedy name, and they're so committed to this censorship, they're even going after him.
Wow. That is powerful, powerful stuff. And can I tell you, I don't think we've heard the end of this. I think there is going to be more accusations. The Democrats are piling on. And I'm just going to tell you, I think it's absolutely wrong what's going on. And by the way, I'm not a big, RFK Jr. Fan. He is too liberal for me. Although Democrats are the ones attacking him. That's what's so amazing. That it's the Democrats that are going after him. It's Republicans like Jim Jordan that are defending him. And I hope we're gonna hear more on this. There will be more hearings, and my guess is there will be more Democrats trying to silence Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And still he polls at 20%. That number may be going up soon. I want to see a little more polling on that Democrat primary race for president. I want to issue a couple of thank yous. This obviously day one in the morning drive slot, and we've had to change clocks and change different things. Gentleman Jim Dallas even came in the middle of the night to be with us. Thank you. Thank you. He's getting ready to go to Columbus, Ohio for vacation. Go hang out with all his Buckeye friends. Oh, my God. But he might also get to go see a Cincinnati Reds game. So that's a good thing. Thanks to Mark Thomas, who got up early to be with us today. This is going to be a fun ride, and Mark's going to be right smack dab in the middle of it, along with Andy Vieira and others. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get underway at 6:05 on Monday, and for every day after that, we'll be on 6 to 9 o'clock and with the Bill O'Reilly Morning Minute, and then, of course, Clay and Buck coming up in just a couple of minutes. So it's going to be a fun ride. I want to thank everybody involved in making this transition possible. Thank you so much. It has been a fun first day. Again, this is a test drive. It's not the real deal. The real deal comes Monday. That's when we'll have all the bells and whistles up and ready to go. So I hope you will take good care of us over the course of the weeks and months as we head towards an election. It's gonna be real fun. Do we have there is music. That's going to just about do it for us. Don't forget Bill O'Reilly Morning Minute and then Clay and Buck until we join you on Monday at our brand new time, 6 a.m., right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Travel from Las Vegas to LA in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating heatingandcooling.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here you are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, July 21st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The government censors at censorship hearing. Home sales drop. A mom gets her payday. And do you want to take down the patriarchy? That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government met yesterday. The witnesses were there to talk about how they have been censored by the federal government, including Emma Jo Morris from Breitbart News. She's the writer of the original New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story that was censored by big tech. One of the other witnesses was RFK Jr. And before he spoke, Debbie Wasserman Schultz made a motion to end the hearing because he has repeatedly made despicable anti-Semitic and anti-Asian comments as recently as last week. So they tried to censor him. Home sales in June dropped to the lowest in 14 years. 14 years ago was 2009 after the 2008 crash, down 19% from just last year. It's not lack of demand, it's lack of supply. Prices are still high. The median home price of existing homes sold in June was $410,000, the second highest price ever recorded. A lot of this has to do with people and their 2 or 3% interest rate, hesitant to move into a 6 or 7% interest rate. First-time home buyers are hurting the most. Their share of home sales are the lowest since we've begun tracking this metric. A true story in Fort Lauderdale. A mother was driving. Her 4-year-old was in the back seat of the car. In the car seat, mom handed her some McDonald's chicken nuggets. Mom pulled away. The girl dropped a chicken nugget on her leg, got a second-degree burn, and mom sued, seeking $15 million in damages. They still go to Walmart almost all the time. The mother testified that at no point did McDonald's warn her that the food might be unusually hot. The jury awarded mom $800,000. She said, quote, "I'm happy with that." Yeah, you better be. That's absurd. Are you going to see the new Barbie movie this weekend? Apparently it has the word patriarchy in it 10 times. Margot Robbie, who plays Barbie, originally told the production team that this movie could make $1 billion. I predict it is a total flop. Entertainment Weekly called it a fierce, funny, and deeply feminist adventure. No, thank you. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, your fierce, funny, and deeply feminist adventure. Bill O'Reilly is here. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here for Lone Star Transfer. If booking your timeshare has been difficult in the past, you know it's been almost impossible lately. Most clients are shocked to learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, severely limiting booking options. Many owners are upset. Their yearly dues have nearly doubled during this maintenance fee season. For well over a decade, this family-owned company has had the pleasure of helping more than 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out of their timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer is a company you can trust. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. So please call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 855-551-7066. 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Join the Vegas Chamber today. Being a member of the Vegas Chamber sends a powerful message of credibility and that your business is connected to a larger community of organizations dedicated to ensuring Nevada is a great place to live, work, and do business. Joining the Vegas Chamber and becoming part of the largest business organization in Nevada has never been easier. Grow your business within your budget. Visit VegasChamber.com and join today. Sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're 55 or older and haven't fixed your missing or failing teeth because of cost or fear, or were told you're not a candidate for dental implants, you've been misinformed about your options. Call or text 702-24-DREAM today, and we'll send you a free guide that gives you the facts. No sales pitch, no pressure, just information to make an informed decision. That's 702-24-DREAM. Call or text today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, it's a sad week for America. We have even more indictments coming down against Donald Trump, this time on the election of 2020 and the aftermath on January 6th. I have not seen specifically the charges, but from what I can tell by the letter Special Prosecutor Jack Smith sent, it's kind of squishy. But again, I mean, I'll have to wait and draw back. What is not squishy is the whistleblower testimony about the Biden family. Hunter and Jim Biden, the president's son and brother, derived at least $20 million from foreign operations for nothing. Now, did some of that money get to Joe Biden? Well, certainly the people that don't like the president believe it did, but as of yet, there is no proof. What could happen is what happened in Watergate. Nixon denied any wrongdoing in the Watergate break-in and the subsequent cover-up of it. And it wasn't until his counsel, John Dean, came out and said Nixon knew all about it. And he actually tried to raise money, hush money. That was the end of Nixon. That could very well happen to President Biden. He is on unbelievably shaky ground here. Now, going forward, I'm going to investigate this fact by fact. Believe me when I tell you, the Democrats are worried. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Tom, concierge member. Bill, you said the magic words, Michelle Obama. She's the only Democrat with universal appeal. When Ms. Obama claims she's not interested, she means she doesn't want a campaign. She wants it bestowed. That's an excellent letter. Keep your eye on her. Mary Jane, another concierge member. Thank you, Mary Jane. If Michelle Obama jumps on the bandwagon, I seriously doubt she will beat Trump. Barack Obama started this mess by slowly transforming the country with a lot of flowery words that said nothing and steered the USA towards socialism. At this point in history, I think Michelle Obama would beat Trump. Combine a women vote, the minority vote, tough one. But things can change. But Michelle Obama's not going to campaign. Remember, she didn't have to. She just had to show up at the convention. They can go, oh, we want her. Lorraine, concierge member, I remember back when